All right, let's go to Interstate 15 through the Cajon Pass, north past the smaller cities of Phelan, and continue up until we get close to Hesperia. On the east is Phelan, on the west is Hesperia, but actually, Oak Hill straddles the Interstate 15. Part of its region's on the left side and part of it's on the right side, east and west. It's actually at an elevation of 3,700 feet, almost 3,800. So it does get a little bit of snow each year. Has 9,400 people in it. The male to female ratio is 54 to 46. The median age is 43. Median income is 67,000 people. Poverty rate is 7.6%, Hispanic 47, white 41, Asian 5, African American 4. Oak Hills is known for having fires, so we do need to pray for that. There are some pros and cons of living there. One of them is it doesn't get hardly any rain. So they do get some dust and they do deal with fire. So, but on the other hand, they have huge pieces of property, have an excellent high school. In fact, when I say property, their homes are big. The properties are usually up to an acre. So lots of land and lots of access to places nearby. So Father, we pray for Oak Hills. The very sad thing about Oak Hills is it only has two churches that we could find listed. Since it straddles the 15 and it's near Phelan and Hesperia, a majority of the churches that would be nearby would be in Hesperia or go north to Victorville. So Father, we pray, first of all, for their environmental issues, the drought, flooding, fires, snow, that properties are on septic tanks. We pray, God, that they would find creative ways with the cities nearby and with San Bernardino County that oversees this city, creative ways on how to manage that, different plans that they could help minimize those issues. We pray for the Hesperia Unified School District, where the Oak Hills High School and the Oak Hills Christian Preschool are part of, or at least the Oak Hills High School. The schools that the children that live there would go to would be in Hesperia. So we pray that they would teach truth. We pray they will stand up. The parents and this administration will oppose the CRT and the LGBTQ curriculum. We pray for the crime that occurs every 2 hours, and the overall grade is C-, violent crime D, property crime C+, and other crime is D. Their top issues are vandalism at 10%, which is fairly high. Theft, assault, vehicle theft, and drug crimes are 5 to 3%. So God, we pray that these crime issues will decrease. We pray that people, because of the land that they have, will find ways to preoccupy themselves that don't create idleness, and that they would find work. We thank you that the poverty rate is not high, very low compared to the California average of 15%. We pray for the people to find jobs, though, and be content with those. We pray for the 10 cases of COVID that the people would recover and these numbers would diminish. We pray, God, that there would be more churches that would rise up for such a large area, and that people would claim this area for Jesus, that intercessors would rise up, even though it's a fairly new area. We pray that Bible studies would erupt for those who can't attend a church because of inclement weather that would have to go to another town. We pray that those who know you that live there would share their faith with boldness, that people would create neighborhood prayer walks or neighborhood prayer watches or neighborhood prayer drives, focusing on divine opportunities, praying that hearts would be softened for the gospel, that they would create and build relationships and a sense of community. It seems like people are disconnected, so we pray that they would feel a sense of community. There aren't a lot of markets, so we pray for the economy, that different things would rise up, parks or something that would create ways for people to connect together. We pray, Father, for signs and wonders that would show and demonstrate that, God, you are still extremely powerful, and it would bring people to Christ. And of course, we pray for revival and for the two churches that are there, the Solid Rock Church, which is fairly large, and the Victorville Thanksgiving Church. We pray these two will pray for each other and for the neighboring churches. Pray that they would get together, ministers, be encouraged, and pray for unity, and that they would try to get prayer groups would rise up, and that they would pray for the revival of their city and the neighboring ones in Jesus' name.